of this. They should be embraced. I know you will. I know you do.
Bump stocks allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. The Supreme Court says it'll consider a challenge to a Trump-era regulation banning them. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The argument has been made by the administration that the federal regulation, yes, can ban bump stocks. But the argument is being made by the other side that the law is not broad enough to do so.
In Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning Hezbollah, Iran, and others to stay out of the fight between Israel and Hamas.
We're committed to deterring aggression from any part, and we'll take steps necessary to deal with it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Cap Times a conservative group threatening to run him out of office does not understand how the process works. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads calling for Voss's ouster if he didn't move impeachment articles against Megan Wolf forward. He did just that yesterday, but is brushing off suggestions he was pressured. Wisconsin Democrats say they have the momentum, but they're taking nothing for granted. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities starting this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler.
What we saw in the Supreme Court race this spring was record turnout in a Supreme Court election. In state legislative special elections, we've dramatically overperformed what you'd expect from the gerrymandered district lines.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Officials have identified the 38-year-old man who was killed in a traffic crash in September in Marathon County. The single vehicle crash happened in the town of Marathon near the intersection of County Road B and 4 Mile Road a little before 9 p.m. on September 27th. The man has been identified as Tyler Wade Inda of Marathon. The DOJ Division of Forensic Sciences State Crime Lab in Madison assisted the Marathon County Sheriff's Office with the identification. No other information is being released at this time. There's one more weekend of performances of Crazy for You in Stevens Point starting tonight. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater has two more shows at 7:30 Friday and Saturday night at the Century Theater. This classic Gershwin musical is sure to entertain you with many familiar CWAC faces and UWSP Theater and Dance current and alumni performers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Craig Council meets with the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports manager Craig Council. Reportedly meeting with the New York Mets, Council and the Mets' new president, David Stearns, worked together for 7 years and got along together well. While Stearns was the GM of the Brewers, Council's contract with Milwaukee expired earlier this week. The Brewers have re-signed pitcher Colin Ray to a one-year deal worth $4.5 million guaranteed. The team has him under option through 2025. Former Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas, now in Buffalo. What was his reaction when GM Brian Gutekunst called to tell him he'd been traded to the Bills?
My initial reaction at first, because Goody called me at first, I thought it was like a joke. He just was like, we're trading you. And then, like, it was over. The conversation was over. I just hung up. And then, like, I'm sitting there, and then, like, Mark Murphy called me. And, like, he got a voice that's like, you know it's him. So I'm like, oh, nah, this ain't no joke. He was like, yeah, we're trading you to the Bills.
That's Buffalo Bills defensive back Rasul Douglas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 27. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 46, lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Refreshed. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier, happy hour, and nothing but you bitching, your grievances this entire hour, and a few of ours, maybe. We might throw a few in, but just so the people have the number, you know, for those hopping in the car, done with work, you survived. We're not quite there
well
yet,
done.
But we'll
Good
join
job,
you soon.
Everybody.
844-967-2789. Air your grievances here. But Dom, I thought we might start this hour by helping to distill why it is the Democratic Party makes it so damn difficult to win elections. There's an article over at Politico. Their prophecy of an enduring Democratic rule fell apart. They blame college grads. It's the college kids' fault that the Democrats could lose, Dom. So that's the premise. Yeah, just...
I don't know. What?
Here is the subheadline at the Politico. Can Democrats overcome their college campus branding and reclaim the working class? Because this will be bemoaning the fact that the Democratic Party is losing labor, losing the blue collar. Could the future of our republic really be riding on the fact that so many people think elite college students are totally, totally annoying? Outrageous over student activists excusing Hamas have driven the news since the attacks on Israel. But the author here, Michael Schaefer, senior editor at the Politico, writes, but I found myself thinking about more prosaic 21st century campus headlines about safe spaces or heckled speakers or other Fox News staples while reading an advanced copy of a big book about a less deadly crisis, the travails of the Democratic Party. The book, Where Have All the Democrats Gone, comes from a somewhat surprising pair of writers, John Judas and Roy Texacara, I hope I got that right. Yes, that's the same duo that became Beltway famous 20 years ago for predicting a new era of Democratic triumph based in large part on the party's dominance among the college students. You know, the college kids, Dom. Once upon a time, Judas and Texacara, the emerging Democratic majority, was hailed as having foreseen the rising minority and college grad demographic combo that powered Barack Obama's win. But the political realignment that the Democratic Beltway insiders simplistically took as a matter of faith never happened. And now the pair are back with a book grappling with what went wrong. It's a nuanced argument, but here's the short version. the progressive, college-educated culture embodied by one element of that coalition is driving away everybody else. It's an answer, I think, that says as much about the specific makeup of the Washington political pros as it does about the broad demographic trends that undergirded the initial rosy predictions. What happened, question mark? In Judas and Texarkera's account, the 21st Century Party under-delivered on populist economics for working-class voters. Now, Dom, I have echoed that sentiment for a while, and that in part is why Bernie Sanders was so appealing to me. Even though I found him to be quite progressive, this democratic socialist, I never heard of that. So many of the ideas he put forth initially seemed like, wow, that's so far out there. Until they were put under scrutiny and you realize, damn, that's pretty good. What's the cost on that? Oh, that's relatively cheap compared to most of our national expenditures on, let's say, warfare. But I read on. Again, back to the author talking about what happened. Where'd all the Democrats go?